From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. More illegal immigrants are dying along the border with Mexico. The Border Patrol says 464 people died trying to cross into the U.S. last year. That's a 43% increase. And with the human toll comes the cost of handling the bodies themselves. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
When someone loses the desperate gamble to enter the U.S. illegally and dies in the southern Arizona desert, their body is brought here to the Pima County morgue. But this is not the regular morgue, which is full. This is an overflow morgue, a refrigerated semi-trailer, like a truck you'd see rolling down the highway carrying frozen food. Medical examiner Dr. Bruce Parks.
There's about 60 people in there. Now, a number of them are bones, which don't take up as much space, and that's why we're able to get 60 in there.
The Pima County Medical Examiner's Office has to pay for transportation, toxicology reports, autopsies, and storage. The medical examiner estimates that's an extra $100,000 a year, which includes $1,000 a week just to rent the trailer. And most immigrant bodies stay in storage a long time.
If there are leads, if we're trying to track down family, if we're working with the Mexican consulate, if we're trying to do DNA testing, which often takes by itself 2-3 months and longer, we might have the body for 6 months, a year.
Eventually, about 70% of the bodies are identified with the help of the Mexican government and investigator Geronimo Garcia. Garcia works at the Mexican consulate in Tucson trying to find families of immigrants who died either in the desert or in the hospital after being rescued. Sometimes a body has ID on them, sometimes not, and sometimes he just gets lucky. Last week, a man called him from Hidalgo, Mexico, looking for his missing sister and providing a full description of what she was wearing.
He already described all the pants, the t-shirt, almost the weight, how tall is she.
Garcia was able to match the description to a young woman who was found in the desert a week earlier. Whenever a family is found, the Mexican government pays to return the body in a casket for burial. The Tucson consulate, just one of four in Arizona, estimates it spent $130,000 this year transporting and burying citizens.
We need to send that body to Chiapas, for example, Mexico City, or for Portland, or Chicago.
If all else fails, human remains come here to the Pima County Public Cemetery. I'm standing on a couple of acres of gravel with a few trees. Immigrant headstones are marked with John Doe and Jane Doe and the year they were buried. Pima County Public Fiduciary Anita Royal, who administers this place, says she has no idea exactly how many immigrants are buried here, because by the time they come here, they are not even complete human remains.
But they're parts. They're body parts. So we can never really determine if they're full. They're never full skeletal remains. So your guess is as good as mine.
And what do you do with them?
We bury them. We put them in child-sized coffins.
Child-sized coffins because they are cheaper. And just in case somebody, someday, comes forward searching, medical examiner Bruce Parks keeps a small fragment of bone for DNA testing. If there's a match, one of the hundreds of unknown border crossers buried in the public cemetery can go home. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.